Hey guys, welcome to the Hunter's Quest podcast. This is your host, Hunter McWaters. If you are listening to this, I strongly recommend you go over to YouTube right now by searching my name, Hunter McWaters, or The Hunter's Quest, and subscribing to my channel, and then check out the playlist called Vlogs, etc., and you'll see the video version of this podcast, which will give you complete visuals on everything you're about to hear. Now, I really want to get this out on as many different platforms as possible because I want as many people as possible to hear, see, interact with this content as possible because I genuinely want this to help people. I talk about it in the video, but I sort of feel like I've gotten away from the original purpose of the Hunter's Quest, which was to grow myself personally as a man and as a hunter, and to inspire and equip you to do the same along the way. And, I felt like just kind of the pressure of trying to provide a living and maybe just falling into the mold a little bit of your typical like hunting influencer. I've kind of gone in a different direction. So I want to refocus in 2026, get back to the original message. I come from a pretty dark, rough past, which I get into in this podcast. So I'm not going to get into it here, but, and I've really through a lot of hard work and my relationship with God and the support of my family, made it through. So anyway, that's what this is about. This is a day in the life of my life, my average life, the disciplines I've built into my life in order to get fit and healthy and clean and stay that way for almost a decade. So anyway, I'm going to sound like a broken record if I keep repeating myself here with what you're about to hear. But all that to say is I strongly recommend you go to YouTube and watch the video version of this. While you're there, please subscribe. But if you're an audio-only type of person and you just want to listen, that's fine too. I just wanted to get this out to as many people as possible. Enjoy. Let me know what you think. And I appreciate your support. Happy New Year. Let's get after it in 2026. Let's start making changes and get better and be better. And God bless. We'll see you guys on the next one.
Hey guys, welcome to my channel. My name is Hunter McWaters. I am a full-time content creator, TV producer, and YouTuber in the outdoor space, which is the dream for me. It's an amazing life I'm able to live now, but my life was not always so great. You know, I have a history of addiction and obesity actually in my past. So in 2016, I actually had to enter a drug rehabilitation program. I was fighting several addictions and I was just super depressed. No connection to God. My relationship with my family was falling apart and my body was really falling apart. After I got out of rehab, I ballooned up to like 250 pounds with almost zero muscle mass and I'm about 6 foot. So by the numbers, I was technically obese. I knew it was time for a change. I started to make incremental changes and put in some disciplines in my life to get to where I am now, which is, you know, I'm in the best shape of my life. I started a business and am running a successful outdoor content creation business. I'm a father of three and I've been living clean for almost a decade now. I think it's been about 8-9 years since then, and I've maintained a healthy weight, stayed in shape. The goal of this video is just to give you a high level view of my day to day. I'm not perfect. This may not work for everyone. This is just what I do every day that helps me maintain this way of life. I hope you guys will enjoy this video. If you do, please subscribe. Please share this video with friends and family. Let's just jump right in and walk through my day-to-day routine on an average day. Let's go. First things first, I usually wake up about 5:30. After that alarm goes off on my watch, I roll out of bed and hit my knees first thing, and I do what they call in the program the third step prayer, which basically just goes like this. Lord, I offer myself to thee to build with me and grow with me as you will. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do thy will. remove my difficulties, that victory over them would bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. Amen. And then, you know, I'm headed right into my room to get changed for the day. I usually put on, you know, my kind of fitness clothes, and then I head straight for the coffee machine. So, you know, to be honest, I probably drink a little bit too much caffeine and probably a little bit too much sugar in the morning, but, you know, it's just one of my few indulgences. I love coffee and I love sweet coffee, so don't judge me, but I weigh out my sugar. I really love Black Rifle's Murdered Out coffee blend. As soon as I get my coffee, I'm headed into my spot for my quiet time. So just like if you were meeting a person for coffee to develop that relationship or lunch or whatever, you know, if you're gonna meet somebody somewhere, you're gonna pick a time and you're gonna pick a place, you're gonna make a plan and you're gonna show up. So that's what you have to do when you're meeting with God. I have a place I sit every day in the same room. So I sit down in our like formal living room. I have a chair I sit in every time and spend 30 to 45 minutes praying, reading the Bible, and meditating or listening prayers. Again, I want to go into more detail about this in a subsequent video, but for the purpose of keeping this one short, we'll just kind of leave it at that. But my main practices are getting on a Bible reading plan, reading one entry a day in the 24 hours a day book, which is a AA book, and trying to journal out some things I'm grateful for and some things that I'm praying about or praying for. So then, you know, about 6:30, head upstairs and wake the kids up with a little bit of snuggling. Me and my son call it the snuggle alarm clock. And so I'll usually go in and get my older son, he's 11, and then we'll go wake up my daughter, who is 6, and we'll head down to get ready for school. And then I'll go in, get their breakfast ready, and I will heat up and pack their lunches, which is usually prepared by my wife or my mother-in-law the night before. It's usually something pretty healthy. A lot of times it's game meat and rice or chicken and rice, something like that. My wife is Persian, so we eat a lot of rice, and they are amazing at making wild game. So yeah, I think my kids are probably some of the only kids in the lower 48 that consistently take caribou and rice for lunch or like elk, but I love being able to provide that healthy protein for them and for the rest of the family too. So anyway, pack up their lunch, and then usually about this time my wife comes down and she kind of helps them getting dressed, getting ready for school, and I will go outside and take a quick walk down my street and do a little bit more praying, and I'll just kind of say some positive affirmations to myself. I'll kind of just repeat some things that scripture says about us and say it back to myself to kind of get my mind right. Also, getting outside early in the morning and getting some actual sunlight into your eyes actually has been proven to release dopamine in your brain and kind of set your rhythms right for the day. So, and just getting a few steps in kind of gets stuff moving. So, and then I'll start the car and get that warmed up for the kids. Right now it's pretty cold, so it's nice to be able to come into a nice warm car. So yeah, then we'll head to school, and usually we either play worship music on the way to school, or my kids really like this Christian series called Adventures in Odyssey that I actually listened to when I was a kid. It's just like some audio dramas for kids that have a biblical, like, Christian basis to them. So we usually listen to that on the way to school, and I'll drop them off, and then from there I head straight to the gym. But I intentionally take the long way. I'd like to take the back roads. I like driving. I like the scenery. I typically put on sometimes a podcast, sometimes an audiobook, sometimes a sermon. That content you ingest really does have an effect on your thinking. I went through a phase at one point listening to true crime podcasts, and like, it started to like really make me think in a very bad, dark way. So I had to like cut those. So I found that I operate the best and feel the best and do the best when I put on a sermon especially by somebody fire like David Hogan or Curry Blake. Check those guys out if you want to get stretched. Anyway, put on some kind of positive, educational, affirming content on my drive, and then I hit the gym. When I get to the gym, it's about 8:30, 8:40, and I go to a CrossFit gym. My class doesn't start till 9. So I spend that 30 or 40 minutes stretching. I have a whole routine that I do. You know, as I've gotten older, I noticed I was getting a lot of lower back pain. I mean, chronic and sometimes very, very bad back pain. And I've tried pretty much everything to get rid of it, including like chiropractors and all that. The only thing that's helped is consistent mobility routine. And I used to think stretching was like, you know, something hurts, stretch. It's like, you know, taking an aspirin or something. But no, it's like taking a supplement. You gotta do it consistently and build it up in your system, build up that flexibility and mobility. And that's been the only thing that's kept my back pain at bay. So always consistent on a good stretching routine. And then, you know, my friends start to come for the 9 o'clock class. And that's one of the reasons I love doing CrossFit is the community and the competition. I got a couple buddies. I got my buddy David, my buddy Steve, you know, Carol, Merv. You know, sorry if I didn't mention your name, but I got a bunch of buddies in there that we hang out. Oh, got to give a shout out to Vivian and Robin too. But my whole 9 o'clock crew, sorry if I didn't mention you, but just that community, seeing each other, just makes it much more enjoyable, and you're kind of working out together. And then also, like, my buddy David, like, he's a super strong, fit dude, and like, we have that competition thing going, you know, like, it's always a friendly competition, but I know we push each other harder, and I know he pushes me harder than I would ever typically go by myself in a gym. So that community is huge. That's why I love CrossFit. Also, I love it just practically because there's always, you know, usually a strength element in the beginning, followed by some conditioning. So it's really helped me get into the best shape of my life. So do an hour CrossFit class, and then I'm headed home. So I get home from the gym, I'll usually drink like a protein drink, and I go to the gym fasted. So once I get home, I try to, if I'm not too busy, most days spend 30 minutes to 45 minutes catching up with my wife and hanging out with my youngest son. He's 2.5 now. He's super cute and just really fun to play with. So, you know, he's not going to be that age forever. So I try to get at least, you know, at least half an hour, 45 minutes playing with him. And then I got to head upstairs to work. So head up to my office, and, you know, typically it's editing. It could be working on contracts, could be sending out pitch emails, could be producing a podcast. Today, I'm actually working on this video, but I usually work from about 11 till about 2, 2:30, and I'll really laser focus in. And I'll get, honestly, I'll get as much done during that block than I used to get done like in an entire day when I worked in an office. So laser focus, get a lot done from 11 to 2 while the kids are at school. My youngest son takes a nap in there as well. Some days I'll eat around like 1 or so. Some days later, sometimes a little earlier. But, you know, when I'm on a tighter program, trying to knock off a little bit of fluff like I am now, or like when I was actually losing weight, I have a very consistent meal. Basically, what I'm eating now is some cubed air fried sweet potatoes, and right now it's a mix of bear meat and elk meat. So sometimes I'll put a fried egg on top. Then about 2:30, I head off to pick up the kids.
All right, just had a really quick lunch, which is why I like to prepare food so I can eat real fast and efficient and healthy. Ready to go pick up the kids, and it's about a 30-minute drive, so I try to schedule any phone calls I might have during that time. So right now I'm about to call some guys who might do some production work for me while I drive to pick up the kids.
And this is one great thing about my you know, my life, the way it's structured. Yes, I do have to travel quite a bit, but when I'm not, I have the flexibility to spend a lot of time with my kids, going to their recitals, taking them to gymnastics, whatever it may be, you know, picking them up from school. So I really try to do that every day. Now, sometimes my wife picks them up too if I got a lot of editing or something, but typically about 2:30, I will leave and go pick up the kids from school. At that point, come home, depending on how busy I am, what do you got going, sometimes I will come back up to the office from about 4 to 5, 5:30, finish a few more things before dinner time. Sometimes I'll just hang out with the family downstairs. It just kind of depends on what's going on. But we typically eat dinner around 5, which is pretty early, but by this time I'm usually pretty hungry. And my wife does a great job. Like I said, she is Iranian-American, and they usually are cooking some homemade, delicious, healthy meal, usually consisting of game meat, chicken or fish, with rice, vegetables, typically very healthy and delicious. So we will sit down and have a family dinner. We won't watch anything. We'll try to stay off our phones, just kind of talk about the day, enjoy that time together, and eat a good, healthy meal. Enjoy that together. So after that, it's kind of just hangout time, free form, play with the kids. This is mainly kind of just family hangout time. And you know, sometimes we'll watch TV, sometimes play a game or whatever, but couple nights a week we might have sports or gymnastics or that kind of thing. Right now it's just gymnastics. So tonight actually I gotta take my daughter to gymnastics class. But then, you know, about 7:30, 8, we typically put the kids to bed. If I'm very busy, I may get like just literally like 20, 30 minutes on the computer if I need to finish something up or whatever. But for the most part, after we put the kids to bed, I head downstairs and me and my wife will get some one-on-one hangout time. If it was just me, I would love to come back up to the office and just work from like 7:30 to 10. It would be pretty productive, but you know, you got to prioritize hanging out with your wife as well. So, and I've tried doing this before, but it did not end well. So, from about 8 to about 10:30, we'll hang out, you know, talk a little bit and just kind of relax, veg out. If I think about it during this time, I'll do some rehab movements. You know, I got some exercises I'm doing on my foot and my wrist on some minor injuries. So try to, you know, redeem that time as much as I can, do some rehab stuff there, but basically just chilling. You know, I might have a snack depending on my calorie intake and what my goals are. If I do have a snack at night, I always have homemade yogurt, honey, granola, and frozen berry blend. It is fire. But you know, as you can see, as far as nutrition, I don't go crazy, but I just try to eat whole foods, single ingredient stuff, high protein, obviously. I try to stay away from processed and you know, fast food, you know, sweets. If I need a sweet, maybe grab some dark chocolate or something. But I'll be a little more lax at certain times. And if I'm really trying to cut, I'm tracking. I'm using an app on my phone and tracking. If you really want to lose weight, you need to track. So if I'm really on that program, I'll track everything I eat and make sure I'm in that caloric deficit every day. But more on that in a subsequent video. And then about 10:30, reluctantly, I tell my wife, hey, it's bedtime. If I go to bed at 10:30, waking up at 5:30, I get about 6 hours of sleep. My body has gotten pretty efficient at getting some good sleep in that 6 hour chunk, but there's not much wiggle room there. So 10:30, we're going to bed and it's time to do it all again. On the weekends, I'll throw in some trail runs. I don't do CrossFit classes during the weekends. And then sometimes I'll take a rest day as well, depending on how my body's feeling. But as we get closer to hunting season, I'll do some more event specific fitness. I'll try to mix in one range day per week and one heavy ruck day per week. So, you know, as good as the gym is, nothing can quite replicate heavy hiking. And you know, what I found early on is we are triune beings. We are spirit, soul, and body. And if one of those gets out of whack, the whole thing's off balance. And conversely, if you really develop one of those things, it can bring up your game in the other areas. You know, as you can see, I'm hitting kind of all three of my things, starting off my day with a spiritual focus. I'm hitting the fitness part and spending time with family, and then, you know, doing work, obviously, and trying to keep all those things in balance and growing in all those areas. So it's the beginning of the year. It's a great time to start making small steps, small changes in your everyday routines that can have huge impact on your life. You know, it's about trajectory. You don't have to change everything about your life day one. It's a process, but we're after progress, not perfection. So, you know, maybe it just means waking up 5 minutes early to say a little prayer and do some breathing before you wake up your kids. Maybe it's changing one meal out of the three to a healthy meal. Maybe it's one gym class 3 times a week or just a walk around the block. Wherever it is you gotta start, just start making incremental changes and you will see the results in your life in all aspects. So if I can use my platform to help you out, to inspire you, but also to equip you to live a more godly, happy, healthy life, that is my ultimate goal. Please subscribe to the channel. Your support would mean a ton to me, and there's gonna be subsequent videos coming out going into more detail on all these topics. Leave me a comment below and let me know what video you'd like to see next, and I will work on that. In the meantime, if you need to talk to me, if you want some one-on-one conversation, I am going to make myself available to you. So go to my Instagram at TheHuntersQuest. Send me a DM. I check all those DMs and I will respond to you, and even up to a personal phone call if you want to talk one-on-one, if you need help, if you need prayer, whatever resources you may need, I will do my best to help you. So that's my personal promise to you if you're watching this. I'm trying to get back to my original purpose with the Hunter's Quest, which is to inspire and equip guys and gals to live your best life and really show up for your family, to be just a respectable man. So again, reach out if I can help any way, and we'll see you guys in the next one. God bless.
Hey guys, welcome back to my dad's channel. Today we're going to be showing you lots of stuff. Make sure you like and subscribe and share and comment down below. Okay, bye!